I guess I wanted to join the Marines because in a way it's somewhat of a family tradition. And a couple of members on my father's side of the family were actually in the armed forces. So in a way I felt obligated to like continue the tradition. I mean, I think the armed forces in general are always like targeting people. Like particularly at West, we have Junior ROTC, which is like an Air Force Academy within our school. And I basically joined that in my ninth grade year because I needed some credits, and they was offering credits for actually like joining that. So I joined that. It was kind of okay. Like they ain't never asked me to like to join the Air Force, but I don't know. I just felt the need to join it because I needed the credits. So I guess that's one of their ways of trying to get people to join. It's like offering something that they need. I might have to join it again later on because I still need the credits. I mean, I guess it was kind of fun. A lot of my friends was in it. So I had a chance to hang out with friends. Like, before school, they actually started because we had to come in early. And then, like, it actually was an enjoyable experience. Like, I had a chance to learn about airplanes and got a uniform to wear. So my mom actually looked kind of proud when she saw me in it. And I wasn't just like going to go into West Philadelphia High School, just like with the things she had heard going on with the school. So
that was Khalif Dobson, a student at West Philadelphia High School, talking about some of his experiences with JROTC. We noticed that between programs like ROTC, military recruiters at schools, and the fact that recruiters can gain access to many students' personal information, the military can have a major presence in students' lives. We wanted to explore the issue a little further.
This is Simone, a student at Kappa, a magnet school.
At Kappa, the military is really like non-existent. I mean, you don't see like a recruiter coming in and talking to you and trying to get all this information from you and trying to make you join the military or anything. I mean, what we're expected to do is like do our art for the rest of our life. So I mean, like, yeah, military doesn't fit into there.
But what about at West? We asked Khalif about the military presence there.
Constantly have like military recruiters, and then you have JROTC, and then even at our college fair, like they invite all the armed forces, Marines, Navies, all those to come out.
Why do they have such a big presence at West?
Directly because of ROTC. And you have a lot of students that like start off signing up just for the credit, but then they hear about all the stuff that's supposed to be offered to them. And, like, in a way, they're recruited as soon as they hit the school. So they're kind of adapt to the military surroundings.
What are those military surroundings?
A major increase from insecurity. But in a way, I think that's better in comparison to what we had last year. Because last year, we didn't have security. We had, like, armed police officers patrolling the hallways. So now they just hire more security. Like, security is extremely tight, strictly enforced. 10-day suspension for stepping out of line. They ain't even trying to hear what you got to say. I feel like the way they run the military is a lot of ways they, like, run in school. You have the person that's, like, over top of everybody and has to, like, be in constant watch of those people. And if they step out of line, then it's extreme consequences for it. That's basically the exterior. But internally, yeah, I can see how you got the impression of, like, being militarized quickly in school. Because, like, when you come in school, you think of school as this loving, like, peaceful type place, and once you get into school, it's nothing like that at all. I mean, I feel like the way that they, like, set the school up, they're pushing students out, and then those students' option, if they don't have an education, might be the streets or the military.
We talked to a student at Kappa who said that the military wasn't really in her school. Why are they in West but not Kappa?
So they target West because, one, they feel like, all right, these are the kids that's not going to be set up to be your CEOs. These are the people that's going to be desperate enough then have to go into the Army. So how can we go about approaching them when you install the ROTC into that school so they get aware of what the military or any armed force is for that matter and kind of get used to like marching and like taking orders? And like then after that, they were like, okay, now that we had this in the school, so these are prime people, prime candidates. So if we start taking resources out of their schools and start taking away from everything possible that could have made them like go to college or like extend their education and start make them dependent upon a dollar, then we can definitely get these more students coming in because they'll be so dependent upon a dollar that they'll be like, okay, I can't, I'm not going to go to college anyway, and my family do have to, like, have needs that need to be taken care of, so why not the Army? And then you had the Army always constantly coming and recruiting. It's like a cycle in a way.
The Army does recruit and invests a lot in targeting certain communities. The American Friends Service Committee reported that the military spent billions of dollars last year in targeted recruiting of, quote, high-achieving, low-income students, end quote. We asked Khalif what he thought about that.
I mean, just the fact that they use the term high-achieving, low-income students, I think the emphasis would be on the term low-income. So you have the system that's set up in a way so that if you're coming out of an impoverished family, then you're in a way either going to be set up to be impoverished or you're going to do everything you can to get out of that system. So the way they pitch it to these people or these students particularly is, I want to say, an either-or option. Either you join the Army or you take your chances outside. So high-achieving, low-income students, like, I feel like if you're high-achieving, then, like, you're high-achieving. It doesn't matter if you're low-income or not. It just shows, like, how there's different standards depending on what school you're coming from.
After we talked to Khalif, we looked into just how the military does its recruiting. One thing that makes it easy for the military to target high-achieving, low-income students is the fact that they are provided with their contact information. Under No Child Left Behind, every high school junior and senior has their contact information given out to military recruiters by their schools. This is done so that recruiters can have the information of the students that they want to target for recruitment. They need this because as war goes on, it's getting harder and harder to get people to sign up to go to war. So they're trying to get as many young people as possible. To stop yourself from being targeted and recruited by the military, you can opt yourself out of having your information released to recruiters. Here's how you can do that. Step 1. Go to the American Friends Service Committee website at afsc.org and click on the Youth and Militarism tab at the top. There's a lot of really great information on the site, but you can find the opt-out form by clicking on the Recruiting in Schools button on the side and then clicking on opt-out on the right-hand side under Information and Resources. You can download the opt-out form from there. Step 2. Print out the form and fill it out. Remember, you do not need a parent's signature even if you're under 18.
You can address the opt-out forms to 4040 North Fairfax Drive, Suite Number 200, Arlington, Virginia, 22203-1613. We wanted to know why the military has such a big presence in our lives, and we found out that they do because they want to recruit us. But more than that, they specifically want to recruit poor students who have no choice but to join the Army or take their chances elsewhere. But we were also left with a question. If No Child Left Behind is supposed to help students, then why is it allowing for the military to recruit us and put us in harm's way?